Good morning, everyone. We welcome you, whether you're joining us in person or virtually. We know that we are a growing community online. We're glad to have that connection. We're also glad to be able to be here in person, impress the flesh and all of that. The last Sunday of September, first Sunday of fall. Amen? Amen. I was watching the weather, and they were saying there was going to be fog, and we don't get fog all that often. So I was kind of excited about it. I tried to get up early enough to see it. Missed. I didn't write some of these. They're just... I actually found them. By way of announcements, on the back of the bulletin, you see some of the concerns for our community and our schedule for things coming on. So if you'd be willing to just be aware of those. Are there any other things by way of announcements that we have to gather with today? Debbie Gunther is standing, Michael.
Good morning. Thank you for everyone that came to Just Grill on Tuesday. They had a, they were closed for an hour because of a water issue, but they did open up back up right when I got there. At 6 o'clock that night, but they are going to give over and above what we earned because of that. Also, the crop walk is October 15th at Triple Creek Trailhead, and I have donation folders and information that I'll be sharing in the upcoming weeks. Thank you.
All right, crop walk, you can help Mission Lane by walking or by sponsoring walkers. Contact Debbie, contact the church office, however you want to do that. So we are grateful. Other things by way of announcements, and then go to the order. All right, we are prepared. If you will take a moment and Paya, did you have something else? No? Okay. Stand, if you will, wave hello to one another, and we'll turn to our call to worship. I've got it printed out there for you.
Oh, good. Thanks. Good morning.
By the way, I need to interrupt you. Mm-hmm. Just step down. I forgot. I have to give you some antecedent, or no, call to worship. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's fall. What can we say?
It fell.
Call to worship. Brothers and sisters, gather us in worship. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, join us this morning. The Lord is the Lord of all the earth. Lord, we are privileged to have your attention during this time. There is not one hair on your head that goes unnoticed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Please join me in the hymn, Accept Us, Accept Each Other, hymn 560. Words will be on the screen or in your book.
Help us accept each other as Christ accepted Jesus. Teach us as sisters. Let your
Antecedent action in Jonah.
Please be seated. Sit down. Where Jonah is four chapters, and we don't always read them all together, but just to give you a heads up, God calls Jonah, says, go to the people of Nineveh. They have sinned. I'm going to destroy Nineveh. I want you to go there and tell them to repent. Well, Jonah doesn't want to do that because he hates the Ninevites. He doesn't want them to repent. He wants God to destroy them. So he gets on a boat and goes the opposite direction. And as he's sailing, God sends a storm. Somehow when God sends us, God makes us go where we need to go. Anyway, ends up, they throw him in the ocean so that the storm will abate. God uses a big fish, the whale, spits him on the shore of Nineveh. He goes, walks into Nineveh, and he says, repent. Repent, or the city will be overwhelmed. And they listen. The people listen. The men listen. The women listen. The children listen. Even the animals are in sackcloth and in mourning, repenting for their sins. And here's the scripture.
Starting in Jonah 3, 4 through 11. When God saw what they had did and how they turned from their evil ways, God changed his mind about the calamity that he had said he would bring upon them, and he did not do it. But this was very displeasing to Jonah, and he became very angry. He prayed to the Lord and said, "Oh Lord, is this not what I said where I was still in my own country? That is why I fled to Tarshish from the beginning, for I knew that you are a gracious God and merciful God, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and ready to relent from punishing. And now, Lord, please take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live." And the Lord said, "Is it right for you to be angry?" Then Jonah went out of the city, sat down east of the city, and made a booth for himself there. He sat in the shade, waiting to see what would become of the city. And the Lord God appointed a bush and made it come up over Jonah to give shade over his head, to save him from his discomfort, so that Jonah was very happy about the bush. But when dawn came up the next day, God appointed a worm that attacked the bush so that it withered. When the sun rose, God prepared a sultry east wind, and the sun beat down on the head of Jonah so that he was faint and asked that he might die. He said, "It is better for me to die than to live." But God said to Jonah, "Is it right for you to be angry about the bush?" And he said, "Yes, angry enough to die." Then the Lord said, "You're concerned about the bush for which you did not labor and which you did not grow. It came into being in the night and perished in the night. And should I not be concerned about Nineveh, that great city, which there are more than 120,000 people who do not know their right hand from their left, and also many animals?" The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
If you ask the average person on the street if they know the Bible story about Jonah, they will tell you about a whale and not much else. Be aware, that story is an important one. We turn to our time of prayer. And by way of concerns, we have a handful of those. Pai, do you want to tell yours aloud now, or do you want me to read it? Please.
Good morning, everyone. I'm asking for prayers for my cousin, Bolu Dele. We call him Dele. He is in a medically induced coma. On his way to work on Wednesday, can't get my days together. He injured a brain aneurysm. After operation on Thursday, they found he had pneumonia, so he's currently at Queens Medical Center in Honolulu.
And he is 30, so a young man. Prayers for Tele. Thank you. Sandy Tinney asked me to ask prayers for her sister, Billy Pyatt. We lift her family and extended family. Other families, other prayers, other concerns. Michael, Holly Armstrong down in front.
Can you guys hear me? Yeah, you can, through the mask. Just keep my dad in your prayers. He's fine, but he fell on Thursday evening. He just got weak and on the way down to dinner fell in the elevator and kind of an abrasion on his head. So we took him to the emergency, or I took him to the emergency room. And it turned out he had COVID. So luckily I was wearing a mask the whole time there. I tested last night, but I'm wearing a mask today just to be on the safe side. So, but I talked to him right before I came here, and he's feeling fine. He's tired of isolation already. So
All right.
Just keep him in your prayers, though. And that his strength is back. We don't know that yet. He hasn't been able to do a long walk with his walker. So
Okay. Anyway,
he misses everybody. He said hello.
Ron Mackey's fell, hurt his head, he has COVID. COVID is going around. We should all be aware of masking up, taking precautions, not necessarily for ourselves. We are wrong and we are strong and healthy, yes. But think of the other people that we might pass that to. So be aware as we are careful. Please.
Yeah, thank you. I'm sure you all read about the fire that happened that killed two children. That house was just a couple of houses down from where we lived for 20 some odd years, and I feel like that's still my neighborhood. And so we need to pray for that family that lost two children and still have two in critical condition, and just a tragedy. Thank you.
Family and neighbors and family and friends. I had asked for you at the beginning of the month to pray for Yellowknife, Northwest Territory, Canada. The city was surrounded by fire, forest fires. They attacked it vigorously and the town is now safe. They're letting people back in. There are some good news out of some of these stories. There are still lots of fires burning. There is still flooding happening in different places, so there is much going on. Other prayers of concern in our midst. All right, by way of celebrations, Monday, Colin's having a birthday, is that right? 32 years young, yay for him. Andrew Burns having a birthday on the 29th, and Audrey Burns having a birthday on the 29th. No, the 26th, on the 26th, they're both having birthdays. He's 29, she's 31. Bo Mitchell having a birthday on the 27th, is that right? All right. 15? All right. Don Boyle's having a birthday on Thursday. Dave Freeman having a birthday on Friday. Earl Morgan having a birthday on Friday. Others? Do we know of other birthdays or special events? God is with us in the midst of those milestones. God knows every hair on our heads, some of which are getting sparser and sparser, but God knows, and we give thanks to God. Amen? Let's take a moment of silence. If you would like to come and kneel at the prayer rail during the prayer time, you're welcome to do that. Let's read our responsive our responsive prayer and then turn to a moment of silent prayer. Lord God, hear our prayers. We have shared some of our prayers aloud, O Lord. We have shared some of our prayers with you in silence. Help us, Lord, to listen to your word among us and to your answers to our prayers. If the answer is yes, or if the answer is no, or if the answer is not now, Lord, give us the maturity and courage to respond faithfully and obedient to you. Amen. Let's take a moment of silent meditation in preparation for prayer. Loving Lord God, you are with us each day, each moment. As our personal connection through your Holy Spirit, we give you thanks. But as we pause this morning, we pause to acknowledge that you are the God of creation, awesome, all-seeing, all-knowing, the God that brought order out of chaos when all was unsettled and oceans covered the deep. You brought land forth. When humanity strayed far afield, you unsettled the world again. You flooded the world and saving a remnant through Noah. And after the flood, you promised never to destroy humanity again. And you promised to be with us and to care for us and to lift us and to bear us and to redeem us. And when we honestly repent of our hearts, to forgive us. Lord God, be with us here as we learn and try to grow closer to you through the teachings of Jesus Christ, the Messiah among us, the teacher, the master teacher. Help us take deep into our hearts the lessons of love and care, of compassion, the good news of Christ and Christ's redemption. Be with us, Lord, gathered as we have lifted prayers aloud with the family gathered here, prayers of our community online, prayers in our hearts that you know. Be with us. Be with us in the still of the night, in the darkness, in the dark nights of our souls, and also in the celebrations. In the celebrations of life and light, of fall's changing colors, of the grandeur of your creation, of the joy of the humanity and diversity around us. Lord God, join us this morning and hear us as we lift our prayer with all of God's people, the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you for your support of our church, the ministries of the church, our mission of the church. Thank you for your offerings. Our offering plates are in the narthex, or you may gather them virtually. Barbara has an offertory for us. Thank you.
If you'll join me now in the scripture reading of Matthew, as it is our custom here in the church, is to stand on this reading, and then we'll go into that exercise moment that the pastor loves every Sunday. Matthew 20, 1 through 16. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. And after agreeing with the laborers for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. When he went out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You also go to the vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right." And so they went. And when he went out again about noon and about 3 o'clock, he did the same. And then about 5 o'clock, he went out and found others standing around, and he said to them, "Why are you standing idle here all day?" And they said to him, "Because no one has hired us." He said that to them, "You also go into the vineyard." When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his managers, "Call the laborers and give them in pay from the beginning to the last, going from the first." When those were hired about 5 o'clock, each of them received a daily wage. And now when the first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received the usual daily wage. And when they received it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last only worked 1 hour, and you've made them equal to us who have the burden of the day in the scorching heat." But he replied to them, "Friend, I'm doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me the usual daily wage? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this the last the same as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do that when I choose? Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what is belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous? Has your eye become evil because I'm good? So the last will be first, and the first will be last." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Holly, Stephanie,
kids,
big kids, little kids. Serenity, you gonna come up? No, you don't have to. That's all right. Any of you that want to come and get a little aerobics up front, please come down. Is it you? A solo act, that's all right, we can do that. Oh, Holly's going to go get Colleen and Serenity. All right, very good. Good aerobics, wonderful song. This from Stellar, we just did Stellar. So let's do our video.
Don't let your heart
We can comfort them and say,
not a pretty thing. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, good job, you guys. Thank you for sharing. Y'all sit down. Have a rest after your aerobics. I couldn't keep up with it. I'm just not that coordinated at all. What did you think about Jesus in that parable? It's about money, isn't it? Is it about money? About pay, about wages, but is it about money? And think about that a minute. Now, how many of us have ever had to work for a living? And you get paid. Here's somebody that shows up at the last minute, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, goes out in the vineyard, and they get the same pay as you did, and you were out there at O'Dark 30. Early, and you've worn your body out, and you get the same pay. It's not fair. Any of you got kiddos? It's not fair. Not only do kiddos say that, but all too many grown-ups, don't we? But it's not about money. It's a parable about the Jews and the Gentiles. The Jewish people, the nation, has been God's people for millennia. Their ancestors, their great, 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 from Adam, from Abram to Abraham, from Sarai to Sarah, from the very beginning of God's history with humanity, these Hebrews have been a faithful people. They've had to eat special diets. They've had to wear special clothes. They've had all of different restrictions on them, living kosher, living properly, living faithfully, obeying the Sabbath, doing all those things, and they have done it through generations. And yet here come these Johnny-come-lately Gentiles, Greeks and Romans and Cretans and Arabs and Auroraites, all coming at, and just in the last generation or two, just at 5 o'clock, and we expect to receive God's love, compensation, and forgiveness as well. It's not fair. These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat. And Diana read it. Am I not allowed, God says, am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous? And then Diana said something else that wasn't on the text up there. Did you see here? That's a translation, a different translation of that same passage. And it is, has your eye become evil because I am good? Think about that a minute. Has your eye become evil because I am good? Have we done something to besmirch ourselves because God has done something gracious? We are chastised. We are called to account. We are truly and correctly reprimanded by God. Last week we talked about the phrase fearing God. Fearing God, and it has a whole list and connotation of different meaning. Being aware of God's awesomeness, being beholden to God, being obedient to God, accepting God and God's mandates, acknowledging God as the only and correct right one. So this is fearing God, and what Jesus is saying here is we fail to fear God when we second God, second guess God. So the first will be last, and the last will be first, or vice versa. If we are gifted, if God has given us awesome gifts, isn't that enough? Can't we say, amen, Lord, thank you? But a piece of us, like the children on the playground, says, it's not fair. It's an astonishing passage in Jonah. If they took out the big fish, and that's what the translation of the whale really is, it comments on a big fish. They didn't know what whales were. They were leviathans, creatures of the deep. Hard to see, hard to explain, hard to be aware of, but they were big and they were scary. And so they call this big fish. And the big fish that swallows Jonah up and spits him out on the shores of Nineveh, that's what everybody hangs on to, is that image. But here is Jonah who refuses to do God's bidding, to go and to help save the Ninevites, a people that he detests. He absolutely just, he can't let go of his hatred of them. God says, you're going to go there, buddy. A whale gram. That was supposed to be a little joke there that I fit in there, but doesn't. He goes out on the shore. He knows he's not going to be able to resist anymore. God's not going to give up. 40 days more and Nineveh will be overthrown. Interesting turn, overthrown. I tried to look further into it. I didn't find any translational variances or whatever, but it's that sense of all that you are will be disrupted. Out of order will come chaos. Out of all that you are will become a mess. And the animals listen, and the women listen, and the children listen, and the men listen, and even the king listens, and they put on sackcloth. Now, we're students of the Bible enough to realize that people that are in mourning put on sackcloth and sit in ashes and heap ashes under their heads as symbols of their grief and of their grieving. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil ways, God changed God's mind about the calamity. And God said he would bring upon them, and God did not do it. That plan's calamity turns into forgiveness. Who could not say hooray, amen, thank you, Lord, people, 120,000 people saved. Jonah still just can't get it. He goes out east of the city, puts up a tent, sitting there, and it's hot and it's dry, and a bush grows. God causes a bush to grow up and provide shade. In a day, one quick day, this bush arrives. It's lovely. Jonah loves that bush. The shade is awesome. It is just to die for. And he is so happy because he's got this blessed bush to save his poor head from the baking sun. What a blessing. So God causes the bush to die overnight, sends a worm that cuts it off. I believe the original text can be translated to say. And Jonah is so brokenhearted over the loss of that bush that he decides he has to die. He is just so sad he wishes to die. And God really points it out. You are brokenhearted over a bush that came up in one day, went in one day, and yet over a people, 120,000 souls saved, you cannot see that same joy. That's a lesson to all of us. It's a lesson to human societies and cultures and nations, because we tend to have someone that our nation loves to hate. We got to have a big bad enemy out there somewhere that we can really wish evil things upon. And we're not happy about it when they don't get punished. I told you the story about the fairly recent, you know, I grew up at a time when we were in the Cold War, and this community, I'm going to say it was in Washington State, but one of the exchange students was from Russia. He was a communist. And the students at first, a communist in our midst, think a moment about McCarthy and about the McCarthyism and about the communism was the evil incarnate. And so as they got to know this young man, they called him our little communist. They befriended him, or he befriended them, and it broke down a set of barriers. Who are those that we want to gather together to condemn, whether God does or not? And how have we failed to be in awe of our God, to fear our God, and to respond? The cover of the bulletin set of scales, the scales of justice. We hear a lot of stories about justice. We hear it now about wealthy people's justice as opposed to poor people's justice. If you've got the money, it's a different form of justice than anybody else. But here in God, we have a just judge that is not swayed, that is not manipulated, that knows our inner hearts, that is the perfect judge, and that can judge us with love and compassion, and can judge others that we might want to condemn. And if God does so, we say, amen, God, you know better than us. Can we remember to do that? Lord God, you know better than us. You know, and we don't. Amen? Amen. Broncos at 11. We need to get going. Hymn. We got a hymn coming up. I think it's one we... Together we serve. Stand if you will. 2175 in the faith we sing. Lord God, we are gathered together here, and you've taught us, you've led us through your word. We learn, we grow. We seek to walk more closely with you each moment. Guide us and perfect our journeys, Lord, as you guide and perfect your given world. In the name of God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, go in peace. Join hands, if you will. Let's sing our closing. God's people said, Amen. Amen.